Okay, what if you wanted, you were trying to get a horse in, backed into the long pieces of that hold him, you know, buggy. If you were wanting to back up, what would you say?
I don't know.
How would you get him to walk backwards, in other words?
I'd probably start pushing on him, trying to get him to back up.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Okay. What would they do? Give me the sand that they used to call the pigs.
Wool pig or something like that.
Okay. Can you say it like they did, do you think?
I don't know.
Call the pig.
I don't know about that. They say, whoopee, something like that.
Uh-huh. What about the chickens?
Say, hey, chick, 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 something like that.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
Get the horses ready, I guess.
Okay, what do you have to put on?
I'll harness them up.
Okay. What would you do to harness them up?
Well, there's a bunch of things you have to do. Put around the neck and put the harnesses on.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins.
When you're plowing, what do you call the things you guide the mules with?
Reins. That's what I call them.
Okay, you would say the same word for both situations, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you're driving riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Reins.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called?
I don't know. wait a minute, I don't know if I understand. If you're riding two horses?
No, if you are working two horses. Like when you plow with two horses, they may call the one that works in the left, in the furrow, the one that walks in the furrow, might be called.
I don't know, I don't believe I ever heard that one.
Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little...
further away.
It's not very far there. See, it's just a little.
It's, I don't know, it's not too far, a little ways off.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a something to go before dark.
Wait a minute, your journey, you're...
If you've been traveling, you haven't gotten where you're going, and it's you're not there yet, you might say you had a walk to go before dark.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, if I had some trouble, I don't know, maybe we better skip that one. I don't think I understand.
If you're traveling and you have not finished your trip and you still lack a lot of the way, a lot of the distance, you might say you had